Archers for the week 18 to 23 March 2001.
There's been a delivery to Brookfield.
It's all here by the gate. Orange juice, papers. Ah, special toothpaste for Josh.
Oh, I'm glad you had that.
What's this? Box of mints?
Ooh, the nice ones.
So, who sneaked an order for those, eh?
I didn't ask Betty. She must have put them in.
Oh, yeah?
Really? She knows I like them. That was sweet of her. I hope she put them on the bill.
Well, you reckon that'll keep us going till tomorrow?
Oh, yes. I'll take it in now.
All right. Can you move the other bag?
Yeah.
I'm going to put down some more disinfectant.
So what's in here?
Huh? Oh, that one's for Bert. It's got his name on.
Let's see.
Don't know who left it, but I think I can guess.
Yes, that looks like Frieda's writing. Wonder what it is.
Clean pair of socks?
No, it's quite heavy.
Another of her meat pies?
Food of some kind. I can't think what else.
Well, as long as it keeps him happy. We would be pretty stuck without him, and that's putting it mildly.
At least the lambing's over with.
Yeah. Now I'll have to try and catch up on the field work.
Busy time.
Oh, me and Bert should manage it between us.
Morning, Mrs. Archer. Oh.
Morning.
All right, Bert.
I've just come down to see...
Is this what you're looking for?
Has it got my name on it?
Yes, there you are.
Ah, that's it.
Well, I'll get this down to the house.
Yeah, OK, Mum.
And Bert, lunch will be ready in an hour or so. Nice bit of pork I had in the freezer.
Ooh, crackling, eh?
Should be plenty of that.
Oh, good, old. I'll see you later.
There. Reckon that should do it.
Bit of a waste, though, ain't it?
Waste?
Well, all this straw and disinfectant by the gate. No one's allowed to go through it.
Well, better safe than sorry, Bert. We might need the vet or a doctor.
And one of us will have to take the tractor through here soon.
Why? Why's that?
Well, you said we had to start cultivating up behind Marnie's. So we'll have to go along the lane.
No, over the fields. I might even try the ford and on up by Keeper's Cottage.
So you'll be doing it?
Yeah, start tomorrow.
Well...
Though, if you've got half an hour now, you could help me put that sheep netting round the paddock.
OK, then. I'll just get this down to the bungalow.
Right. Bert, are you getting enough to eat?
Would you ask?
Well, I just... You know, don't like to think of you going hungry.
Oh, no. You don't have to worry about that.
Oh. So, what's in the,
In here? It's just a little something from my freezer.
Josh! Can you come and tidy this up now?
Right now.
Josh! Oh,
sudden attack of deafness.
I expect he's getting hungry. Lunch won't be long. I'll put the greens on.
It's okay, I've done that.
Oh! Thanks, Ruth.
And it's not just his blood sugar. I think he's really starting to miss his big sister.
Oh?
Yeah. Hard to believe it, the way they carry on sometimes.
They're very fond of each other, really.
I reckon Pip's starting to miss him, too.
Oh?
Shula said she was a bit miserable last night. Wouldn't go to sleep.
Oh, dear. And how is she this morning?
I don't know. I'm waiting for Shula to call. Shall I start setting the table?
Yes, you might as well. I'll warm up the apple sauce.
We'll eat in the dining room, shall we?
Yes, I think so. Jenny called again this morning, see how we were getting on.
Oh, any more news about Kate?
Yes. She'd rung from Cape Town to say they'd all arrived safely.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just so glad Luke has managed to persuade her to go with him.
It had to be the right decision.
And she won't lose touch with Phoebe. Jenny's promised to take her out there soon.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, it's so much easier for Jenny to go than Roy. And Roy knows she'll bring Phoebe straight back again.
Shall I put out some wine glasses?
Yes. Phil's going to open something special.
Oh, any particular reason?
Well, yes, you might as well know. We've decided we're definitely going to buy Glebe Cottage.
Oh, well, that's great.
Well, it doesn't seem quite so important now. There's so much else to worry about.
No, it's wonderful. It's really exciting news.
Phil's keen. And it would solve all our housing problems.
I'll use the best glasses then.
You know where they are, in the sitting room cupboard?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I'll answer it. Hello?
Oh, hello, Mum, it's me.
Hello, darling. How's everything?
Well, is Ruth with you?
No, why?
Oh, things aren't going too well, I'm afraid. Pip's not very happy at all.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, we've had another bad night. She's really missing you all, and she's worrying about the cows.
Oh. Ruth said she wasn't sleeping too well.
I think it's more than just tiredness. We've been doing our best to cheer her up. Alistair's been marvellous, but...
It's not working.
Oh, we've had a few tears. She keeps asking when she can go home.
Yes, I see.
The thing is, Ruth and David have got quite enough to worry about. I don't want to make their life any harder.
No, I'm sure they'd want to know.
So you think I should tell them?
Yes, I do.
Well, it's for them to decide, of course, but I really do feel she'd be so much happier back at home with you all.
All right. I think you'd better talk to Ruth.
So, you'll be cultivating up by Marnie's?
Tomorrow, yeah. It stays dry enough.
Well, if you want me to do it instead...
Oh?
Oh, you wouldn't mind. Be nice to get out of it. Have a change of scene.
Oh, no, I need to get up there, really, see what the ground's like.
Oh.
Maybe next time. There's plenty of field work to be done.
Yeah. You reckon we're going to manage it?
With a bit of luck. Thanks to your help, Bert. I don't know what we'd have done without you.
Oh, that's what I'm here for.
Think of poor old Debbie up at Home Farm. She's so short-staffed, she must be getting way behind. She can't risk getting in a contractor.
Oh, not with them sheep and the deer. Oh,
she'll have to get her crops in somehow.
David?
Oh, yeah. Is everything okay?
Well, no. We've got a problem.
Oh?
Pip. We need to talk about it.
Oh, right. But we can leave this for now. I should go up to the house, though. You must be nearly lunchtime.
Yeah, okay, then. I'll just wash my hands first.
Righto. So what's the matter?
Shula's been on the phone. Pip's not happy at all. She's been getting upset. Not sleeping, asking to come home.
So, how bad is it?
Oh, it's for real. She's not putting it on. I talked to her. She's trying to be brave, but... I could tell she was holding back the tears.
Oh, no.
Why can't I come home, Mummy?
But... I mean, can't Shula, you know...
She's tried everything, David. It's just not working.
Well, if Pip's got herself into a state...
You know. No, it's more than that. Think what it's like for her. She'll be seeing the stuff on the news. The piles of carcasses burning. It's really upsetting her.
I suppose it's hard to avoid.
It's everywhere. All over the papers. They're talking about it at school.
Yeah.
You know how she takes things to heart. Little thing. She must be lying awake at night, worrying all the time.
So what do you suggest?
It's not fair on her, David. She's got to come home.
Couldn't we give it a couple more days?
It's not going to work. Not the way she was this morning. And I'm really missing her. I want to give her a hug. I want her back here with us.
So, what about school?
Well, I think we should keep her at home for a few days anyway, till she's feeling happier.
And after that?
We'll have to see. Maybe we can work out a way to teach her at home.
All right, then. Let's have her back again.
You'd feel better too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course. I'm missing her too.
Good. I know Shula would have kept trying if we'd asked her, but...
No, things are bad enough already. We don't want the kids to suffer.
No.
Not our little pipsqueak.
I'll go and ring her then, shall I?
There's some crumble here, Bert. Do you want to finish it up?
Oh, I'd like to, but...
You sure?
Oh, I don't think I ought to risk it. If I eat any more, I shan't be able to move out of this chair.
You can stay there if you want.
No, I'll give you a hand loading the dishes.
You leave that to me.
No, I can't sit here to be waited on. Bring these glasses, shall I?
Well, that's kind of you.
Ooh, after a first-class dinner like that, it's the least I can do.
Thank you, Bert. Everyone else seems to have disappeared.
Oh, they'll have come down to meet Pip and Shula by the gate.
Ruth and David, yes. I don't know where Phil slipped off to.
Ah, well...
Though I think I can guess. Snoozing in his chair by the fire.
Ah, that's my guess, too.
Better answer that now, before it wakes him.
Righto.
That's her spare jacket.
And her wellies are in here.
Great. Thanks, Shula. I hope that's everything.
She's bound to have left something, but don't worry about it.
Okay. Oh, she's obviously glad to be home anyway.
Yeah.
Where's she dashed off to?
Straight in with her dad.
Oh, well. It's so nice to see her looking happy again.
Yeah. I hope it wasn't too difficult for you.
No. And Ruth, I'm really sorry it didn't work.
Oh, enough of that. You've been wonderful. It's not your fault she couldn't manage it.
She tried so hard. I felt so sorry for her.
She'll be okay now. Didn't take her long to cheer up again.
No. What'll you do about school?
Well, still the same old problem. She can't go in and out every day or there'd be no point in the blockade. Oh,
I can see that.
But I don't want her to miss out on a schooling. I'm going to ring her headmistress in the morning and explain the situation.
No, I'm sure she'll understand.
We'll teach her at home. I'll find out what she's been studying at school so she doesn't get behind. Jill says she'll help out.
I can see you don't have much choice.
Oh, it should only be another 3 weeks if we're lucky.
Oh, it's been so quiet at the stables. It's hardly worth me going up there.
Shula, hello!
Oh, hi, Mum.
I've had to warn her she can't come any closer.
Nope, I'll stay my side of the gate.
Well, it's lovely to see you anyway.
I'll blow you a kiss instead.
Did you see Pip?
Yes. She rushed in and gave me a huge hug. Then she went into Phil.
Okay, I'll go in and find her.
Bye, Ruth.
Bye, and thanks.
Oh, Mum, we need to talk about shopping. Have you got another list?
Well, yes, I've started to make one.
Do you want to give it to me now?
No. Perhaps I'll give you a call later.
Are you okay, Mum?
Yes. Well, I've just had Nigel on the phone.
Nigel? Oh, there's nothing wrong, is there? I mean, it's
oh,
not...
Oh, no, it wasn't about Elizabeth. She's fine.
Oh, good. So?
He's had a call from Ellen.
Is it bad news?
It was about Nelson.
What?
He's dead. Nelson's dead.
The local news from Borchester. And at least it's good for Jill.
That was Elizabeth on the phone. They just got back from hospital.
Oh, so how was her checkup? Is everything right?
She said everything's fine. She's doing very well.
Oh, great.
They're really pleased with her. She passed with flying colours, she said.
Oh, brilliant. Good for her, eh?
Yes.
It's a big relief all round.
It's such good news.
So she'll be itching to get back to work again, then.
I think that's what's worrying Nigel. Can you give me a hand?
Yeah. What's that, Mum?
Father's old tennis racket. He's never going to use it again, is he?
Well...
Half the strings have gone, and it's all out of shape.
I shouldn't think so.
And what about these boxes? Look! They're full of his old sheet music.
Good grief.
Where am I going to keep it all? There won't be room at Cleve Cottage. No, a lot of these things will have to go. There's so much to do. All the upstairs cupboards as well. And that's before we even start on the loft.
Yeah, all right, but the move's not going to happen for a while now, is it? It'll all have to be put on hold.
Yes, I know, but...
Dad's been on the phone to Auntie Chris. He reckons they were pretty disappointed not to get Cleve Cottage.
Oh, dear. Hope we haven't upset them.
Of course not. But whatever happens, it could take them a while to find somewhere else.
Yes, I suppose.
So let's not get carried away then, eh?
I might as well finish this cupboard now that I've started. It needs doing anyway, let's face it.
Okay. Pip's still crashed out by the telly?
She's so tired, poor girl. Thought I'd leave her.
Okay. Well, that's great news about Elizabeth anyway.
Ruth's got her check-up soon, hasn't she?
Yeah, Wednesday. She's been wondering if she ought to postpone.
Oh, she mustn't do that. Her health's just as important as the farm.
Well, that's what I've been telling her. One trip out to Felpisham, it's got to be worth the risk.
Yes, I quite agree.
Right. Well, I'm going to go and help Ruth with the electric fence.
But, David, if you do speak to Elizabeth, I mean, if you answer the phone...
Yeah?
Will you just remember, Nigel still hasn't told her about Nelson?
Yeah. She will be upset when she finds out. She was closer to Nelson than any of us. Oh, yeah. That's nice. A
bit of spring grass makes all the difference. They look really contented.
Yeah. Blissful ignorance, eh?
As far as they're concerned.
You got the fencer working?
Yeah, it was the connection.
Okay, I'll tighten it up. Stop it going again.
You should have seen them when I turned them out. Our old girls skipping and bucking like heifers.
Well, it's been a long winter. Looks like being a long spring, too.
They've got through a lot of silage.
Yeah. So when do you reckon we'll run out completely?
It won't last beyond the end of the week.
Gives us a few days to find somewhere happy about.
But where from, though? We've got to be 100% sure that it's safe.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'll just have to keep looking.
Okay. Any news about Elizabeth?
Yeah, her tests were fine. She's full of beans, back to her old self again. Quite a relief all round.
Yeah. Funny us both going in for checkups a couple of days apart.
Love, you're going to be fine.
I know.
And no more of this nonsense about postponing it, eh?
Well, a trip out to Felpersham.
Yeah, but...
It's not like it's an emergency.
Ruth, love. Okay, so it may be routine, but you can't miss it. I'm not letting you.
I only said postpone.
Yeah, and for how long? When will you get another appointment?
Could ring and ask.
Nope. No way. You're not missing that appointment.
All quiet in the cafe. Beverly's got the sales view sorted.
Actually, I've got a bone to pick with Beverly.
Oh?
You see this? An email dated Friday asking for a brochure. She still hasn't replied to it.
Well, perhaps she sent out the brochure anyway.
New clients, Nigel, an IT firm. She should have been straight back to them.
She's been pretty busy.
Okay, but it doesn't take long, does it?
Well...
I wouldn't mind if it was a one-off, but it's not the first time.
Okay. Well, now we've got a few minutes to ourselves.
Is that coffee still hot?
Why don't we go upstairs and make some fresh?
No, this'll do me. It's fine.
It's been a long day, why don't we?
It's okay. I'm quite happy here.
You're not feeling tired? You know what the cardiologist said?
She said I may still get tired if I overdo it, but it's perfectly natural.
Natural?
It's not serious. It won't do me any harm at all. Don't you believe me?
All right. So long as you tell me everything.
Yes, Nigel. And I'm not tired yet. I'm fine. Fit as a fiddle. Well, apart from this wretched cold.
Good. Let's stop for 5 minutes anyway. And drink your coffee.
All right.
Come on. Sit down. Relax.
Where's Julia? She's usually back from the gallery by now.
Ah, Mummy...
I mean, not that I'm complaining.
Mummy, well...
What? She's not done something terrible, has she?
No, no. Lizzie, she's had a phone call from Ellen about Nelson.
Nelson? Well, that's great. How is he? What's he up to?
No, Lizzie. It's bad news, I'm afraid.
What?
I've been waiting for the right moment to tell you. Nelson's dead.
No, he can't be.
Now, please, don't be too upset.
But when? Where?
Last week, somewhere in Argentina. Lizzie.
That's... poor Nelson.
We heard last night. I didn't want to tell you until...
What happened? Was he ill? Or... And he was in Argentina?
That's right. Ellen doesn't seem to know much more.
That's just so sad.
Yes, isn't it? I feel just the same. Here, come on, let me give you a cuddle.
Sorry, it's such a surprise.
Yes. After all this time, it came right out of the blue.
I wish I could have seen him before.
I know. He didn't even tell us where he was.
I hope it wasn't something awful.
No, Ellen thought it was very sudden.
When did she ring? Why didn't she tell me?
Well, I knew it was your checkup this morning. I thought I'd better wait until...
Yes, I see. You needn't have worried.
I knew how upset you'd be.
I'm okay. Only sad, that's all. I'd have liked to see him one more time.
Yes, me too. I'll ring Ellen tonight. See if she's found out any more.
Okay. He rang me on my birthday, remember?
Yes. When was that? Oh, 2 or 3 years ago?
It's funny, but somehow I knew then we'd never see him again.
And I wondered if you'd heard any more about Nelson.
No, Nigel hasn't rung again. Have you?
No, but the rumours are starting already.
Really?
Betty and Frieda in the shop this morning. Was he murdered, or was it a lonely and desperate suicide?
No, I'm sure it was nothing like that.
It was so unexpected, though. We hear nothing for 2 years, and then suddenly...
To think he was in Argentina, of all places.
It did come as quite a shock. I mean, he wasn't that old, really.
Late 60s?
Yeah, I had to work it out. He'd have been 68 this year.
Mm.
I suppose I'd half expected him to turn up again out of the blue as if he'd been on a long holiday.
That would have been just like him.
Yes. Oh, it's funny to think we'll never see him again.
Yeah. So, any more news from the great outdoors?
Oh, the bishop's taking the Easter service at Durrington.
Oh, good. Is this recent or has it been planned for ages?
Well, I'm not sure.
Nice for Janet, anyway.
Yes.
Well, you know, after all the fuss and gossip there's been.
Oh, you think he's doing it as a gesture of support?
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Perhaps. Though he probably plans his diary months ahead, before all that started.
Well, he's obviously not felt the need to change his plans.
And he has been very supportive. Mm.
Oh, they're coming in for tea. I mustn't keep you chatting all afternoon.
OK, Mum, give my love to Pip.
I will.
And tell her not to work too hard at those lessons.
We've given her the day off.
Good. She deserves it. No. Bye, Mum.
Bye, darling.
I got through to Mike Stevens.
Oh, yeah. Have you done?
He's a bit keen.
Hello. Tea's made.
Oh, great. Thanks, Mum.
He says he's got some decent silage to spare, but if he only got out of milk a month ago...
That's still before the outbreak.
Yeah, but who's to know he's not been running a few bullocks? I didn't really trust him.
Okay, we'll have to leave it.
You still looking for silage?
Yeah, we're running out of options.
It's a real problem finding a safe supply and then getting it delivered.
Yes, I see.
But we'll have to make up the ration somehow or we'll start losing our yield.
Don't know what to suggest.
Let's have our tea anyway. Thanks, Mum. So, how'd you get on with the cupboards?
Now, David, that cupboard's needed doing for years.
What's this?
Mum's already getting in a tiz about the move.
No, that's not true at all. I've only started to throw out a few things.
There's still a long way to go yet.
Yes. When I think of how much we'll have to do, it seems an enormous task.
Oh, don't worry about it, Mum.
I have to think about the furniture, too. We shan't be able to take much with us.
How much will you need?
It's more a question of how much will fit into the cottage.
That's true.
Well, if there's a choice, I'd really love to keep the kitchen table.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, it seems to belong in here somehow.
Yeah, and you'd never get it into Glebe.
Of course you can have it. I'd hate to think of it going anywhere else.
Great, thanks.
But there's loads of stuff you wish you could take, Mum.
Yes. Well, I can't have everything.
Are you going?
Yes. I'll just pop out to the hens.
But what about you?
Yeah.
Is she okay?
Mum?
I hope we're not upsetting her.
You think she is?
Maybe. You shouldn't have said that.
Me?
Oh, I'll go and see her. Jill?
Five eggs. More than we've had for a while. Must be the longer days.
Jill, are you okay?
Of course. What do you mean?
I mean, about the move. You're not worrying about it, are you?
No, not at all. It's the right thing to do and the right time to do it.
But you're not completely happy.
Well, you and David will have the house. It's where you belong. But it's a big step for us. It's going to mean so many changes.
Yeah, I know.
Not just the sorting out. We've been happy here. And we'll be leaving it all behind.
But you'll still be nearby. And the family all around you.
I know. And I always knew the time would come, of course. But I'm afraid it's going to be harder than I thought.
Is Phoebe missing Kate?
Hoping I might see her. Where is she?
Now, with Roy. Gone for a little walk.
Oh.
They'll be in soon. Roy's going into Borchester.
Well, is he taking Phoebe?
No, I think he's having his hair cut.
Well, I haven't seen her since... Well, I thought she'd need time to settle down after... Well, you know.
Oh, there's someone out there now.
And Hayley said she was coming up here for this afternoon.
Yeah, well, I've got the afternoon off. I said I'd look after her.
So, how's she been?
Phoebe? Well,
Hayley said she was a bit unsettled.
Well, a bit, yeah, though I haven't seen that much of her myself.
Yeah, come on in.
Oh, thanks.
Well, here's Roy, anyway.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Jennifer.
Afternoon.
Hello, Neil. Goodness, what's that?
Oh, that candle Roy told you about.
Oh, right.
So, where's Phoebe?
Oh,
Yeah, what have you done with her, Roy?
Oh, Dad's gone down to the shop. He's taken her with him.
Oh.
Jennifer was hoping to see her.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't...
Can I put this on the table, Betty?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hang on, I'll just move the paper.
Well, do you know how long they'll be?
No, he was talking about going on to the playground.
Oh, well.
Phoebe is coming up to you on Thursday, isn't she?
Yes, yes, she is.
What'd you say that thing was, Neil?
A candler. Just a bright light, really, for looking inside eggs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, let's plug it in, see if it works.
Well, you know, we've got to have a packing station before we can sell our eggs.
Well, that shed, you mean?
Not just a shed, Roy. That's a packing station.
Yeah, I'll believe you.
That's the one I use for my battery ends. Still got most of the equipment.
And this is part of it.
Yeah, trouble is, it's bust.
Oh, can't you fix it?
Well, maybe. Could just be the plug.
Really?
Mm. Roy?
I've got a spare one at home. Well, I'll take it back, give it a try.
OK, then.
I'll have a look at the rest of the stuff, see what else we need.
Yeah, all right, then.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, see you, Neil.
Bye, Mrs. Aldridge.
Bye. Roy, I'm sorry to miss Phoebe, but I've got some good news about Kate.
Oh?
Well, she rang again last night to say everything's going very well in Cape Town.
Oh,
that's nice.
Mm. And Lucas's family are, well, they're so thrilled with Nolly. They made such a fuss over her. And Kate says they've been really, really warm and friendly and welcoming.
Oh, made her feel at home, then.
Yes. It's a pity they're not staying there for longer. Lucas is flying up to Johannesburg tomorrow.
Oh, as soon as that.
Mm. And Kate and Nolly are driving up at the weekend.
Well, glad it's all gone okay.
Oh, are you off, then?
Yeah, yeah, back about 4:30.
Oh, Roy, what about Doggy?
Oh, yeah. Jennifer, you know that toy of Phoebe's?
Yes, I know Doggy. He's one of her favourites.
Yeah, well, he's gone walkabout. We can't find him.
Oh, dear.
I think she might have left him up at your place.
There are some toys in the spare room. Well, I'll have a look.
Oh, thanks. She's been missing him.
Oh, poor Phoebe. Well, we don't want her upset now, of all times. Well, Hayley said she'd been unsettled.
Yeah. Yeah. If you find him, I'll pop up and fetch him, OK?
Yes, it's all right. And if you do come, why don't you bring Phoebe?
Deck chairs?
Yes, I've been having a clear out.
Where did all this stuff come from?
The barn. I mean, some of it's been there for years.
So I see.
And this is only half of it. There's a load for the dump as well. Old paint tins, all kinds of rubbish.
Well, it'll be nice to have it cleared.
Well, I've been following your example. I mean, you're quite right. We've got a lot of sorting out to do.
But I hope you're not doing it just for me.
No. What makes you think that?
I didn't mean to get upset yesterday. It was silly of me.
It's not silly. I understand exactly how you feel. It's going to be a wrench for me, too.
Easier for you in a way.
Mm?
Your dad went through it before you. Perhaps you're not quite so sentimental.
Oh, no. I'm a heartless old so-and-so.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, perhaps. But you're right about it being a big step. That goes for both of us. I mean, it'll be the end of my working life. There's no getting away from it.
You can still work if you want to.
Oh, yes, I know, but it feels like the end of an era.
I suppose it is.
We shall have to try and make the move as easy as we can, and this is all part of it.
I wasn't only being sentimental yesterday. We do need to start thinking about the practical things.
Well, the furniture.
Yes, but not just that. What about that sow of yours?
Oh, yes. Old Molly the Second. I shall miss her. I'll have to come up and see to her every day.
We'll have to think about my hens, too.
Well, we can take them with us, can't we?
They'd take up too much space in the garden. And we'll have to think about the neighbours.
Oh, I can't see them complaining.
Oh, I don't know. What about the bees?
Oh, I'm sure we can find a corner for the beehives.
Yes, but they can be a nuisance if they swarm and end up in someone else's garden or in the churchyard.
It all goes to make life interesting, doesn't it?
Phil!
Well, we can't sit at home and do nothing. We'd go out of our minds.
I want to spend the rest of my life rowing with the neighbours.
Oh, it won't come to that.
Seriously, perhaps I should give up the bees.
Oh, Jill.
And the hens, too. It might be the best answer.
It's not just a new plug, anyway. I reckon it's corrosion on the inside.
Oh, is that serious?
Well, might as well chuck it away and get a new one.
Oh.
Yeah, better to replace it. They're not so dear.
Okay, so, new candler.
Hmm. Still, at least the grate is in good nick anyway. Shan't have to replace that.
Not much to go wrong, is there?
Might need some adjustment.
It sorts the eggs by weight?
Yeah, more or less. Large, medium, small. We'll have to double-check on the new regulations.
Never as simple as you think, is it?
Nothing is these days. There's the EU, MAF. Regional egg marketing inspector?
That's the one who comes to check we're free range?
Yeah. To see we're keeping to the rules, stocking rates and so on. Shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, you sound very confident.
We got plenty of room out there and no shortage of fencing.
Yeah, but I was thinking, not all the land's organic, is it?
Well, no.
I mean, there's the patch where you had the strawberries. Must be full of chemicals.
Yeah, but that's far enough away. We'll have to put it down to grass.
Oh, hello, love.
Hello. Oh, sorting out your shed. Oops. Sorry, packing station.
Yeah, don't you forget it.
Yeah, we're making sure we've got all the right equipment.
So, where are you putting the ends then? You haven't got the houses yet.
Well, no.
They're coming at the weekend. Saturday morning.
Yeah, so if you're free, Saturday or Sunday...
Yeah, what for?
Well, they're not new. I got them from a sale. They'll be delivered in sections. We'll have to put them together.
Oh?
Could be a bit awkward. More help we got, the better.
Okay, yeah, I'll let you know.
Now, don't forget.
I won't. Right, I'll go and get feeds.
Mm-hmm.
Righto.
Hey, Roy, there's the wedding plans.
Oh, yeah, coming along fine, thanks. We're getting more replies from the invitations.
All right. We sent you ours, didn't we?
Yeah. Glad you can make it.
Oh, yeah, we're looking forward to it. And the reception.
Oh, and there's going to be a party in the village hall afterwards.
Yeah, I heard that from Ailey.
Yeah, and a disco. Yeah. We're booking a DJ.
Oh, so how many's coming then?
Should be about 100. One or two can't make it.
Well, you can always invite somebody else.
Yeah. Hey, and Mum, guess what? Mr. Woolley came up with this afternoon. He's going to lend us the Bentley.
What, for the wedding?
Yeah, he just came out with it. I didn't ask him.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's really kind of him. Won't you be grand?
Yeah, save your walk to the village hall.
Yeah, but I still don't quite understand why... Yes, yeah, I'll be there.
I found him.
All right, I'll see you then. Bye.
Look, I found Doggy. Oh,
damn.
And guess where he was hiding?
What?
In the airing cupboard. Someone had made a little nest for him. It's Phoebe's doggy, her favourite toy. Roy says she's been missing him.
Yes, yes, she would.
What?
Matt on the phone about the next meeting.
Oh.
He's being very cagey about the agenda. He's pretty well ordered me to be there or else.
Oh, wonder why.
Yeah, so do I. He's obviously got something up his sleeve.
Oh, you know how self-important he is.
No, it's more important than that. Whatever it is, I bet it means trouble for me.
When is this meeting?
On Thursday.
Oh, will he be out all day?
Well, you know how they drag on, why?
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Oh, it would be nice if you were here for Phoebe.
I can't tell that to Matt, can I? He'd be very impressed.
Well, all right.
And if I was here, I'd probably have to be up at the cultivator, getting further behind every day.
I saw Debbie out on the tractor in the dark last night, poor girl. And then she was in again this morning with the lambs.
Well, she's going flat out.
Oh. Hello, come in.
Hello. Sorry to butt in.
All right.
Hey, is Phoebe out there?
Yeah. She's in a bit of a strop.
Well, that doesn't matter. Bring her in.
No. She's tired, you know.
Tired? Is that all?
Yeah. Yeah, Haley's taken her back to the car.
Oh.
Well, to tell you the truth, she got a bit upset coming up here. Not asking about Kate.
Oh, no. Well, do you want me to go and have a word with her?
No, no, thanks. I need to get her back for a tea.
Oh, you're probably right. Oh, what a shame.
You found a doggy then?
Yes. Yes, I was about to give you a call.
Oh, that's great. I thought we'd just come by, just in case.
Well, are you sure you won't all come in?
No, thanks all the same. Reckon it's best if we get her home.
Well, all right.
So, if I take doggy?
Yes, of course, you are.
Oh, thanks a lot. Should cheer Phoebe up anyway. She's been asking for him.
Oh, poor little thing.
Okay, then. We'll see you on Thursday.
Yes, we'll look forward to it. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, then.
Oh, dear. Poor Phoebe. She's had such a lot to cope with.
Well, she's bound to feel confused at first. It's hardly surprising.
She'll be here all day on Thursday. And what if she keeps asking for Kate?
You're so good with her, darling. You'll manage.
Oh, it's all such a mess.
Come on, it's not so bad.
Well, it's not right. It shouldn't be like this. I know she's got Roy and Haley, but it'll never be quite the
same
as it...
She'll be all right. She'll settle down, you'll see.
Oh, I hope so, Brian. I do hope so.
says some careful checking of Brookfield livestock.
Okay, keep her steady.
Moving there.
Right, the front feet are okay.
In you go.
Come on.
She's strong enough, whatever else.
Yeah. No, it's just a touch of foot rot.
Is that all?
Yeah, look, there on the back foot. That's why she's lame. No sign of any blisters.
Oh, I see.
Let me just trim it back.
Well, the rest of her looks in good shape.
Yeah, she's fine. A couple of nice lambs. She'll be okay when I see to this.
Well, we think we got problems. At least we never had lambs doing it in the muck and the fields because they couldn't be moved.
Too right. Okay. That'll do it. On to the next.
Ooh, hold up. We haven't checked her mouth yet.
Oh. Yeah, come on then.
Oh, we don't blame you. I'm getting confused myself.
Okay, let's see those gums.
Right, you Ow. Think they'd be you, sweet boy, now.
Oh, okay. And the tongue, come on. Hey, grab a nose, River.
It's always got to be one half a beggar.
Yes, all right, you're fine. Go on, clear off.
Ah, right, that's another one down. How many to go?
A few.
Hello, how are you getting on?
Oh, not so bad.
How's the time?
Well, that's why I came down. Ruth's just back from the hospital.
What, already?
Yes, she's gone straight into the house. I expect she's getting changed.
Oh, right, I'll come in now. Did you say...
No. I haven't spoken to her. I was out in the garden.
Oh.
Was this her checkup?
Yeah, she's going to see the consultant. Oh. That's why we broke the rules for her to get there.
Well, bet she's been to the shops too.
No, she went straight to the hospital and home again. To keep her contact with other people down to an absolute minimum.
Oh.
That's why I didn't go in with her.
Good, what about these ewes?
So you carry on. I'll be back down in a few minutes.
Okay, then. Well, for sure. Seems like another world, don't it?
Well, yes, in a way.
Not that I'm in a hurry to go there, as a rule. But I wouldn't say no to a trip out there right now.
You've seen the bright lights, are you?
No, no, I'm not grumbling.
Well, I'm sure if there was something from the shops you specially wanted...
Me? Oh, no, I got everything I need.
All right.
Apart from my freighter.
Well, there's a week and a half gone already. Not so long now, hopefully.
Oh, 2.5 weeks, God willing.
Yes, we can only hope and pray.
And a week after that, it'll be Easter.
That's something to look forward to.
And the bull quiz contest. You heard about that?
Easter Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Sid's organising it. You pay to enter, and the money goes to the church. It's all about Ambridge.
I see.
I joined the team day before I come down here. Well, I reckon we stands a good chance of winning.
I don't really know much about it.
Well, it's not just like one of his regular quizzes. They're putting in a few challenges as well.
What kind of challenges?
Sid wasn't telling us. But it'll be things like... we might have to go out and find a name in the churchyard.
That sounds fun.
Frieda says the rest of my team's meeting in the bull tonight to practice.
Oh, can you practice for a quiz?
Oh, yes. You choose a topic like, Hollywood film, say, and then you test each other's knowledge.
I see.
And maybe someone will bring along a book to check on the facts. Of course, we shan't be able to join them. So I'm afraid I'll be getting out of practice.
Okay, then, love.
I'm fine. Never felt better.
Hey, good news or what, eh?
No sign of any recurrence. They were really sure about it.
So, we've just got to believe it. Well done. One more step on the road.
Yeah. Now mind out while I scrub me nails.
Yeah, get all that foreign dirt out.
I put my other clothes straight in the wash.
Good.
Then I'm going to wash me hair.
Right. I'm sorry I wasn't there with you, love.
I know. Quite a relief now it's over. I suppose I've been trying not to think about it.
When have we had the time?
But now there's one less thing to worry about.
Yep, we can forget all about it. At least until... when is it?
June, the next checkup.
Okay. That's a pity we can't nip out for a drink somewhere, have a little celebration.
Nice thought.
Okay, as soon as all this is over, we'll have a real night out somewhere.
Getting back to business. You know if Phil's had any luck with the hay?
Oh, yeah, that arable farm. Where was it?
We were over by Faircastle. They might have some decent hay for sale.
I don't know, you'll have to ask him.
No contact with livestock at all, so it should be safe.
So, does this mean we're giving up on the silage?
Hay is so much easier, isn't it? Small bales, so they can drop it by the gate.
Yeah, I can see that, but...
That's if he's still got any.
Yeah, but however good it is, it won't do as much for our yield.
Okay, but it's simple and it's safe. That's got to be our priority now.
Yeah, okay.
Can you pass me a towel from the airing cupboard?
All right. Anyway, I hope Dad's remembered to ring this place again. He seemed more worried about Mum this morning. This move to Glebe, you know?
Yeah.
Dad says she's talking about giving up the hens now.
Really?
Yeah. And the bees, too.
But she said that before, hasn't she? About the bees, anyway.
No, I think this time she really means it.
But, I mean, there's no need for that, surely?
Well, not that I can see. But it's up to her, really.
Here, you want a hand with that?
It's all right, thanks, Bert. I'm bringing you all some more supplies.
More for that?
Like those Red Cross parcels they gave to prisoners.
Yes.
Prisoners? All we need's one of them watchtowers.
Actually, Bert, there's so much here. You could help me carry it to the house.
Righto.
Oh, yes. And I've got something for you, Bert.
For me?
Mum said you were worrying about the quiz contest. I pinched this from Alistair.
Oh. Well, it's one of them computer watches.
It's a CD-ROM encyclopedia. Packed with amazing facts and articles.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, it would be if I had a computer.
You can use ours. It's quite simple.
Well, try it anyway.
Well, thanks, Shula. Oh, it'll give me something to be going on with.
That's what I thought.
Gosh, it's not as good as having a team practice.
Well, why don't we do that?
Well, we can't ask the rest of the team over, can we?
No, but we could have our own practice. I know it wouldn't be quite the same, but...
Yeah, I suppose we could. I'd have to think about that.
Perhaps we could all get together this evening.
Maybe. Where do you want these boxes?
Straight into the kitchen, please, Bert. That's all going into the freezer.
Righto.
Oh, and if you see Pip, can you tell us Shula's at the gate?
I'll do that.
Though I suppose I shouldn't stand here for too long.
Oh, I think we can risk that.
How are you getting on with Pip's lessons?
Yesterday was a bit chaotic. Josh kept wanting to join in.
Of course he did, poor lamb.
Yes. So today I gave him his own book and got him drawing pictures. So I had more time for Pip.
Have you had any more help from the school?
Yes. I had a long phone call to a class teacher yesterday evening. She was very helpful.
Good.
How are things with you?
There's still not much doing at the stables.
Oh, dear.
And with poor Alistair out from dawn to dusk, and half the night, too, sometimes.
Yes, I'm not surprised. Oh, there she is, Pip!
Good.
Pip, look who's come to see you.
OK. So, in what film does Rick leave Sam to play on?
Easy. Casablanca. Come on, you can do better than that.
It's been a long day, Bert.
Well, Ruth's turn now. Ruth? Where's she got to?
She's gone to bed, I think. She was nodding off. Or maybe she went out to the cows.
Bert, your cocoa.
Oh, that's kind of you.
How are you doing?
We're onto classic wartime films now.
Oh, good.
Has Dad gone to bed?
On his way, I think.
Oh,
did he say he thinks he's found you some hay at last?
No, has he?
Yes. He got through to the man in Faircastle. He was back from the pub.
Oh, that sounds promising.
I don't know the details. You'll have to ask him.
Yeah, I will.
Come on then, David. Now, this time, make it a tough one.
All right.
Coco, all right, Bert.
Just a ticket.
Okay. Right. This is a musical clue.
Ooh.
Right. What is this from? Da-da-da-da-da-dum. Da-dum-dum-da-dum.
Ooh.
I know that one.
Mum, no best friend allowed in this game.
Shall I tell you?
Well, all right. Go on then, Mrs. Archer.
It was from South Pacific.
Yep, you got it.
Oh, of course. Well, why didn't I think of that?
You asked for a tough one, Bert.
It was your voice. If we'd had a proper tune.
Oh, hey, no excuses.
Well, all right. Ask Mrs. Archer another one. She's the expert.
All right. Okay, Mum, I will just do some quick research here. Okay, try this. Who sailed up a creek with Humphrey Bogart...
I know that one.
Go on, Bert.
Audrey Hepburn in The African Queen.
Nope, you're wrong.
No, I ain't.
Yes, you are. You tell him, Mum.
Catherine Hepburn. Mm-hmm. Oh, I
always mix them two up.
No, Audrey was the one in My Fair Lady.
I was close, so.
Well, I don't know about anyone else.
Come on, one more room. No. I'll ask the questions this time.
What subject?
Nice and easy, please. How about basic tractor maintenance?
Hey, what about me?
Oh, you know, we'll have a potpourri.
Oh, what?
David.
Oh, hi, love. Thought you'd gone to bed.
No, I was out in the yard.
Is everything okay? Ruth?
I'm not sure. Can you come and have a look?
Here. She's definitely not right. I noticed she was limping.
All right, then. Go. What's the matter with you?
I'll move her on. You watch her. Come on, girl. Come on. See?
Back foot.
Yeah. There's definitely something on there. Looks like a sore at the back.
You're positive?
Oh, I couldn't see too well. She kept moving. Look, we should get her in the crush.
No, I'll have a look now. You steady her. I'm just getting hold of that foot.
Can you see anything?
Yeah. Yeah, there's something. It's small, but...
So, what?
I don't know. It's some kind of sore. It's like a blister or an abscess. Oh,
But, I mean, is it...
I don't know. I've never seen what it's really like. I've only ever seen the pictures.
But what, shall I go and get Phil?
No. Go straight in and call Alistair.
On his mobile.
Just do it, Ruth. Go and call Alistair.
We have a very tense time at Brookfield.
We've got her into the crush. She's pretty docile anyway.
Good. Sorry it took me a while to get here.
Oh, it's so good of you to come. If I'd known you were in bed.
It's okay. No problem.
I hope we did the right thing calling you first.
Alistair, great. Thanks for coming over. Okay. So, let's have a look at her. It's this sore on her back foot. I'll try and show you. And what about her health in general? You say she's not showing any other symptoms. Ruth?
No, nothing.
No sudden drop in yield?
No, her yield's been fine.
Right. Well, she seems quite fit. No obvious fever. Let's have a look at this foot. Do you want me to... Well, if you just keep her steady, I'll need a hand for the torch.
All right, old girl. All right.
Shall I hold the torch? Oh, yeah, that might be a help.
Oh, whoa, steady.
Yeah. Whoa. Ah. Yes. Yeah, that's the place, at the back there.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. There is a small lesion here. It's a bit hard to see. Here, I'll twist the foot round for you. Ah, thanks, yeah. That's better.
Alistair?
Well, looks to me like dermatitis. What?
You mean?
If you just hold on while I make quite sure... That's what it is. Just a touch of ordinary digital dermatitis.
So it's not...
No, Ruth, it's not foot and mouth.
Alistair, you're absolutely 100% sure about this?
Yes, I'm quite certain. It's one condition I can safely diagnose.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wow. Dermatitis.
Yeah. So, no need to panic. Apart from that, she looks in pretty good condition.
So all that worry for...
Full salami. Oh, okay, now.
Not the first alarm I've had to deal with, by any means. And I don't expect it to be the last. I'll put some spray on this now.
Oh, no, don't worry about that.
Well, I might as well, now I'm here.
Thanks. Oh, thanks so much, Alistair.
Yeah. Cool, just for a moment there.
Well, you were perfectly right to be concerned. No one ought to take any chances.
Oh, see, you've had this happen before.
Oh, yeah.
Someone spots a bit of dermatitis and sets the alarm bells ringing. And I can quite understand why.
I suppose I should have known myself, really.
Ruth, how could you?
No, you need a proper diagnosis. That's what I'm here for. I'll leave this spray with you. Should clear up okay.
Great, thanks.
We got you out of bed for this.
Ruth, I'm absolutely delighted.
What, you enjoy doing this?
No, I mean, I'm just so glad I was able to reassure you.
Yeah.
And it's not as if I had to come far, is it?
Right, well, shall we let her out now?
Yep, I'm done with it.
Okay. Off you go.
All in a day's work, eh, Alistair?
Well.
Or, well, nights.
There, go on.
Though I can honestly say, I didn't think it was too serious when I spoke to Ruth on the phone.
Oh?
Well, from what she said, I thought it was probably something like dermatitis.
Yeah, I suppose you've had these other false alarms.
Yep. And to be perfectly frank, if it had sounded like foot and mouth, I might have thought twice about coming over.
Oh?
Because of the risk of infection.
Well, yeah. If I come in contact, I have to stop working for 7 days.
Which nobody wants to happen.
So, if you think a case could be for real, better to call the ministry and get one of their vets to check it out.
I can't say I blame you.
Though, as it's for you and David, well,
Oh, I'm just so glad it wasn't.
Yeah. You know how much this means to us, Alistair.
Mm. Any concerns about the rest of your stock?
No.
Not with the cows.
Had a couple of lame ewes, but it was only a touch of foot rot.
Yeah, that's caused a few more worries. Can't ignore a lame ewe, you have to make sure.
Yeah.
Do you want to come in for a hot drink?
No, no, thanks. I'll clean up and get home.
Are you sure? It'll be no trouble.
No, I'll get off. Got an early start in the morning.
Okay. Well, look, thanks again. If we'd had to wait till then...
Oh, it would have been a nightmare. I wouldn't have slept at all.
No, me neither.
Well, I hope you'll sleep better now, anyway.
What's it like out there? Think it's going to clear up?
It's hard to say.
Oh, I do hope so. I'd planned to take Phoebe on a nice walk.
When should you?
Oh, any minute now. I'm always bringing her over.
Oh, Jenny, relax. You'll manage her perfectly. You always do.
Oh, it's all changed now. Kate's left her here and, well, I feel responsible. And I want to make it right for Phoebe. I do want her to be happy.
And so she will be, I'm sure.
Well, you know what she was like when Roy brought her over.
She's bound to be unsettled at first, but once her life gets back to normal again...
Yes.
Where's my jacket?
It's a pity you have to go off today.
Jenny, I've got to be at this meeting or Matt will go ballistic.
Yes, yes, I know.
Yeah, come in.
Roy, come on in.
Morning.
Hello. Come on, Phoebs.
Oh, hello, Phoebe, darling. Oh, it's lovely to see you. Nice big hug for Grandma.
Well, Phoebs.
Being a bit shy this morning, aren't we?
Oh, Phoebe, say hello to Grandma.
Hello.
That's it.
You'll have to say goodbye to me, too. I'm off to a nasty, boring old meeting.
But you'll be back later, won't you, darling?
Yes. I'll be back at tea time, so don't eat all the biscuits, eh? You leave some for me.
So how's she been?
Fine, yeah. Yeah, a lot more settled. No trouble coming up here this morning.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, then. Well, you know the routine. The stuff's all in the bag. Oh,
lovely, thanks.
Bye then, Phoebes. Be good. Have a nice time with Grandma.
Bye-bye.
We'll have a lovely time, won't we, Poppet?
I'll pick her up at about 6, shall I?
Yeah, we're fine. Bye then.
See ya.
Yeah, bye, Roy.
Now then, Phoebe, come and see what I've found for you.
All right.
Come on. Come on.
Everything all right?
Yeah, they're a bit cross because they're late going out.
Oh, yeah.
My fault. I'm just slow this morning.
Well, after last night.
Oh, so stupid of me. I couldn't get to sleep at all. I was lying awake thinking what might have happened.
Yeah, I did some of that myself.
Then I had these really weird dreams.
Yeah? So, where is she? The one that gave us the fright.
Oh, going through now at the far side.
Oh, yeah. Slight limp, but you'd hardly notice.
I've been double-checking the rest. That's why it took me twice as long to do the milking.
And they're all okay?
Well, as far as I can tell.
Good. Dad's offered to come and check the Herefords with me.
Might be a good idea.
Yeah, though watch out, because he's still a bit shirty that we didn't wake him last night.
Yeah, I know.
No good telling him there was no point.
Well, you think he might have realised it was only dermatitis?
Well, we couldn't have been sure. We'd still have had to have called Alistair.
Yeah.
Anyway, he obviously slept quite happily through it all. He says he didn't even hear Alistair's car leaving.
Lucky him.
Yeah. He's cheered up a bit now.
He's fixed up a deal with a bloke in Faircastle about the hay.
Oh, yeah? He's going to ask.
Well, Dad reckons we can trust him. He's delivering 200 bales tomorrow morning.
So where's he going to put it?
He'll bring his lorry to the gate. So I suppose we'll have to be there to offload it somehow.
That might be tricky.
Yeah.
It'll be tight. There's not much space to manoeuvre.
Well, he might have to dump it in the drive and we'll go down and fetch it.
200?
Yeah, he said there's more if we need it.
Oh, it's only a couple of weeks more. That should be enough to see us through.
That's what I reckoned.
Okay. Oh, well, I don't know about you.
Tea?
I wouldn't say no.
Yep, I've got 10 minutes, then I'm back out with the cultivator.
You got time for a hug, then?
Yeah, just about.
I don't know if it's me bad night, but I still go cold all over when I think about it.
It was pretty scary, wasn't it?
Aye. Like our whole world shook and almost came tumbling down.
Yeah. Well, it didn't. Not this time.
Now, where did we put your boots? Oh, yes, here they are.
Jenny?
Oh, hello, darling.
Hello.
Dad.
Sorry, no, I'm a bit later than I said.
Yes, Phoebe's almost ready to go.
I can tell you it's been one hell of a meeting.
Oh.
Even worse than I thought.
Dear.
Knew the ball was up for no good, but you wait till you hear this.
Well, sit down first, darling. I'll get you a drink. Oh,
thanks.
Look, Grandpa's home at last.
Hello, Phoebe.
I expect Mum's got her ready for you.
It's no rush.
Hello? Here's your daddy.
Oh, hiya. Hey, how are you then? You been a good girl?
Yes, she's been marvellous. No trouble at all. You going to stay and join us for a minute?
No, thanks. I have to get home for tea.
Oh, here you are then. Don't think we've left anything this time.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer.
Look, Dad, I'm going to go back down to the lounge.
I'll join you later.
Okay.
Okay, Phoebs. Say goodbye to Grandma and Grandpa.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. See you again tomorrow. It's been lovely having you.
Come on then, shrimp.
Where's Mummy?
Bye-bye,
Mummy.
No.
No, not today. Mummy's had to go away. Yeah. Don't you remember, darling?
Yeah, with Lucas and Nolly.
Mummy!
Oh, darling, don't be upset. We're going to see her soon. We'll go on a big aeroplane to South Africa to Johannesburg. Won't that be exciting?
Mommy, no.
Oh, dear.
I think I'd best get her home.
Yes.
Yeah, look, don't worry. She'll be okay.
Well, here, look, don't forget her wellies.
Thanks. Bye then.
Bye.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes. Yes. Bye bye, Phoebe. Oh, dear. And it was all going so well. I knew it was too good to last.
It's the end of the day. She's tired.
But she wants Kate Brown. She's missing her.
Only for a moment. Roy's right. She'll be fine when she gets home.
Oh, I wish she hadn't got so upset. And you could have said something to help me.
Well, I'm sorry, after the day I've had.
She asked about Nolly too earlier. Oh, I hope it doesn't go wrong tomorrow.
We'll try and make it better for you.
Yes, and at least you'll be here too.
And don't you want to know what happened at the meeting?
Oh, yes.
Though it's not so surprising, really. I suppose I should have seen it coming.
Seen what?
The board, in their infinite wisdom, and with Matt goading them on for all he's worth...
Well, what is it, Brian? What have they done?
It's what they're planning to do. They're planning to build down by Grange Farm.
Well, build what?
Houses. And not just the odd one or two. A huge estate right next to the village.
Emergency supplies have arrived.
Oh, I'm not up to this.
You're getting fat and lazy, spending too much time sitting on that tractor.
Yeah, that's where I should be now, not hefty.
Hello, so your hay's arrived.
Oh, yeah. All 200 bales of it.
It'll do the job. See us through until the cows are out full time.
Good.
The lorry's just gone now.
Yeah, he left it all by the gate. We've had to fetch it down.
Too much like hard work for some of us.
I've just had a call from Nigel.
Oh, yeah. How's Elizabeth?
All right, back in the office.
I knew it wouldn't be long.
I don't think she's working full-time yet.
Don't you believe it?
Well, anyway, Nigel's managed to track down Nelson's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name? Rosemary?
Yes, Rosemary Tarrant.
Did he find out any more about Nelson?
Yes, quite a lot, I think.
Well, are you going to tell us?
It was a bit tantalising. He was starting to tell me all about it when he had a call on the other line.
Oh, so, a real cliffhanger.
Hasn't he rung you back?
Not so far. I'm still waiting.
Well, let us know when he does, won't you?
All right.
Come on then, David.
Okay.
Was there anything for me down at the gate?
No, but... Where is it, Ruth?
Oh, there's a bag in the front of the tractor.
Oh, who's it for?
Bert, from Frieda.
Another one?
Yeah, and guess what's inside.
You mean you've opened?
Well, it kind of slipped open.
No, he opened it and had a look.
David.
All right, so I won't tell you what's inside.
Well,
I thought it was a disguise so he could make a run for it.
So what is it?
Oh, well, if you thought I was being nosy...
Oh, come on, just tell me.
There's a whole fruitcake in there. Oh. One of Frieda's specials.
No wonder it feels so heavy.
But that's about the fourth parcel he's had this week.
Is it?
I reckon he's eating double rations. Once with us, then again back at the bunker.
You can see he's putting on weight.
It's not really our business. I'll take it in for him now.
OK. Now, watch out. This one is a bit loose.
Right, got it.
Not many like that, just the old one or two. Oh.
David?
Yeah?
I was thinking... You know Jill's hens and bees?
Yeah.
Do you think she's really serious about giving them up?
Well, Dad says so, yes. Because Glebe's got such a tiny garden.
Well, that's fine if she really wants to. But I don't want her to make a big sacrifice.
Well, I know Dad thought it was a mistake before, when she talked about giving up her bees last time.
Yeah, when she'd hurt her leg.
Yeah.
And she's really pleased with that new spinner he got her.
Yeah. I suppose she'd have to sell that.
You think we should talk to her about it?
Yes, all right.
Hello, how's it going?
Dad, can you do something for me?
You're in heavy trouble.
Grab a handful of clean straw and rub this one down.
Okay.
Well, I see if the other one's coming all right.
Yeah, you've got a difficult birth.
I've been breech, had to turn him.
Come on, young fella.
Thanks. Now then.
Meant to come down sooner. I got asked to a doll tea party.
Excuses.
No, really. Phoebe's playing hostess in the sitting room. I got away as soon as I could.
Oh, yeah?
Her mother's still worrying. Afraid that Phoebe's missing Kay.
Well, there was that little scene yesterday.
Yes, but she seems okay to me now.
Good.
And serving tea with great aplomb. Takes after her great-grandmother.
Okay, that's fine. A head and foreleg. I think we can leave her to it.
I'll get you some more iodine.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
You ought to take a rest. You've been at it since crack of dawn.
Oh, Sean, who's going to take over?
Well, I can do a couple of hours.
Well, nice thought, Dad.
Well, the offer's there.
I had any spare time. I ought to be out on the tractor. Getting further behind every day.
There's still time to catch up.
Dad, we can't get anyone in. We're going to be pushed to the limit.
We'll just have to give out a lot of overtime. There's the rest up to the weather.
I still wouldn't count on it. I'm seeing blisters everywhere after the scare at Brookfield.
Blisters? You haven't seen any?
No. It's all in the mind. You two find out if I had.
I'm sorry, Di. I know you're getting the worst of it.
Oh, I'll survive. When I do start to flag, I do not think how much worse it could be.
Yes.
And it's hard to choose between worrying about foot and mouth and dealing with the likes of Matt Crawford.
Yes, that's certainly a burden sometimes.
This board meeting yesterday, Mum seems to think he gave you a hard time.
What she told you about it?
Well, nothing really. You looked pretty fed up last night.
Yes, I suppose I was.
Well, if you do want to talk about it...
Thanks. But you can take it from me, Debbie. You really don't want to know.
Well, it must be spring.
You think so?
If you're out with your bees.
Well, I had planned to open them up, but it still felt a bit chilly.
Oh, yeah.
So I just had a quick look in the top frames.
Are they all happy?
Still there, that's the main thing. And plenty of workers, so hopefully the queens are laying.
Good.
You're right, though. It does feel quite spring-like. And the clocks go forward at the weekend.
Great. So I can get up an hour earlier on Sunday.
Yes. You're not finished milking, have you?
David's been very kind. He's finishing off. So I can spend more time with Pip.
We got on quite well with her maths, did she tell you?
Yeah, she wants to show me now.
Good.
Jill, about the bees, Phil says you might be giving them up.
I can't really take them with me. It's a tiny garden, and they might upset the neighbours.
Well,
the same goes for the hens, too. I can't keep them on forever, so perhaps the time has come.
But is that what you really want?
Well,
I've talked to David. We're quite happy for you to leave the bees in the orchard.
Oh, no. You don't want them getting in the way.
No problem, really. We'd like them to stay. And the hens, too.
But what about the feeding?
Well, you can pop up and see to them. It's not far. Well, you know, Pip would love to feed them for you.
That's very sweet of you, Ruth. I'm not sure what to say.
You think about it anyway. We really do mean it.
Well, yes, darling, but if you'd rung a few minutes earlier... Yes, we've had a lovely time.
Is that Kate?
Yes. Sorry? What? No, she's been absolutely fine. Missing you, of course, but she... Yes, I will. I promise I will. Look, your father's here. Do you want to work? No. Oh, no, all right then, darling. Well, we'll ring you in a week, but not so late. Yes, I will. And lots of love to you, darling. Yeah, bye-bye.
How is she? Everything all right?
Yes. She was hoping to catch Phoebe.
Well, she should have known to ring earlier.
Well, she's been so busy, packing up to go to Johannesburg to join Lucas. She's driving up there tomorrow with Desmond.
Driving in what?
Well, apparently Desmond's got a van and she's taking all their stuff.
It's a long drive.
Yes, and they'll be stopping overnight halfway. She's terribly busy. That's why she couldn't talk for long.
Ah, yes, I see.
Brian, I had to lie to her. I couldn't tell her Phoebe's been so unsettled.
Don't worry. Sounds as if you said exactly the right things.
Do you think so?
Yes. Look, darling, we've had a pretty stressful few days. Why don't we go out somewhere? I'll treat you to dinner.
Oh, Brian, that'd be lovely. Oh, what about Alice?
Oh, we'll find a babysitter. Ring up your mother, she'll do it. Come on, I think we both deserve it.
It took me ages to get hold of Rosanna's number. She's working in West London.
Is she still with the police?
Yes, that's how I tracked her down.
And what did she have to say about Nelson?
Well, she didn't know much about what he was doing over there or how he died. But apparently he's left careful instructions for his funeral.
Oh.
I always knew he was a softie. He's asked to be buried over here, in Ambridge.
That's nice.
In St. Stephen's with his mum and old Walter.
But what about the arrangements? It's going to be quite complicated getting him back here.
Well, it's all been sorted. He's left the money for him to be brought home. So the coffin will arrive in a couple of weeks.
So when's the funeral?
A fortnight today, the 6th of April.
And she's already booked it?
No, Mummy's seen to all that. She's arranged it with Janet.
Well, he can't have been completely penniless. Not if he's paid for his coffin to be flown back to England.
And that's not all. He wants there to be a wake in the Bull after the funeral. And he's left the money for that, too.
What kind of a wake?
A big party. He's asked for all his old friends to be there.
Oh, isn't that just like Nelson?
Yes. It's nice that he wanted to come home in the end.
After all that mystery?
One phone call to Lizzie and a postcard to Mummy. I know Lizzie used to worry about him.
Peggy says Lillian was very upset when she heard the news.
Oh? Why is that, I wonder?
They were good friends.
Yeah, but she can't have seen him since... There's Lily crying.
Sounds as if you've got your hands full.
Not much doing business-wise. Another cancellation yesterday.
Oh, dear.
Look, I'd better go. Lizzie's down at the cafe, so I've been left. I expect she'll give you a call later.
All right, bye.
Yeah, bye, Jill.
Oh, who was that?
Nigel. He's got some interesting news.
Oh, well, let's hear it.
Ruth, can I just say this first? Your offer about the hens and bees?
Yeah.
You sure you don't mind if I leave them here?
No, of course not. We'd be delighted.
Good. In that case, I'll take you up on it.
So you're going to keep them?
Yes. For the time being, anyway.
For as long as you want.
Thanks very much. I feel a lot happier now.
So do I. I'm sure David will too.
Oh, and what about Phil's pig?
It's okay, Jill. You can tell Phil we'll keep Molly as well. Isn't this nice? Just the two of us.
You're feeling more relaxed now?
Yes.
You're right. I must try not to worry about it all.
Because it may not be the perfect solution, but life's all about compromise, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose it is.
I mean, look at us. For such a dysfunctional family, we've not done so badly.
Oh, I wouldn't call us dysfunctional.
Well, anyway, who knows? Phoebe may grow up to be a far more interesting character because of it. A mother and half-sister in South Africa had a whole new dimension to her life.
So long as she's happy.
Well, I can't see why not.
Yes. And I'll have to take her out there as soon as I can.
Well, let's drink to that, shall we? Cheers.
Cheers. Anyway, now we've got something else to worry about. Something closer to home. This increase in the village envelope.
Jenny, please not tonight.
I'm sorry, I don't want to keep bringing it up.
I'd rather we all forgot about it.
But it won't go away, Brian, if what you say is true.
Then there's absolutely nothing we can do. Plans have to go before the council in the normal way.
But surely we shouldn't keep it to ourselves. We ought to warn somebody.
Jenny, no.
But the sooner people know, the more time they'll have to oppose it.
Jenny, will you listen to me? If this gets out now, there'll be hell to pay. You mustn't say a word to anyone.